KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly cloudy skies, 37 degrees. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high around 56, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with a light and variable breeze and a low of 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Officials of the Creston Police Department say a man residing in the 500 block of Livingston Avenue in Creston reported Wednesday morning that his orange 2013 Harley-Davidson Heritage Softail motorcycle was missing from his front patio. The loss was estimated at $13,000. Emergency crews recovered a vehicle submerged in Carter Lake Wednesday morning. Inside, authorities found the body of a woman. She was identified by police as 22-year-old Nayhan Thok. According to KETV in Omaha, the police lieutenant Alan Straub said his officers were patrolling the area when they learned there was a car submerged in the water. Straub said they noticed the car's headlights and taillights were still on. They called the Omaha Fire Department, who pulled the car out of the water, and that's when crews learned there was a woman inside the vehicle. No other information is currently available. Well, there's a new person in charge of the Audubon Police Department. The City Council in Audubon Monday approved Kobe Gust as Chief of Police. Gust will succeed Police Chief Matt Starmer, who announced in February he would be retiring effective June 1st, or as soon as his replacement was hired. According to City Clerk Joe Foran, Gust has been with the Audubon Police Department since 2005. His starting salary will be $70,000, and his hiring as chief creates an opening for a police officer within the Audubon Police Department. Two women face assault charges following incidents Tuesday in Harlan. According to the Harlan PD, 30-year-old Ashley Elizabeth McWilliams of Harlan was arrested for assault with injury, and 36-year-old Jeannie K. Clayman of Portsmouth was cited for simple assault. A man being held at the state penitentiary in Anamosa was arrested Tuesday on a Page County warrant. Authorities say 28-year-old Richard Osmond McLaughlin, Jr. was arrested on an active Page County warrant for possession of a controlled substance and possession of contraband in a correctional institution. McLaughlin's cash-only bond was set at $6,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 26-year-old Nikki Lee Phipps of Council Bluffs had been arrested at around 7:50 p.m. Tuesday in Council Bluffs on a simple misdemeanor warrant for contempt of court on an original disorderly conduct charge. 29-year-old Jacob Kyle Eric Caudill was arrested at the Pott County Jail Tuesday on a warrant for allowing an animal or animals to run at large and failure to properly license an animal. He was turned over to the staff at the Pott County Jail. Monday night, 44-year-old Matthew Joseph Gardner and 22-year-old Grace Ann Hall were arrested, and both faced charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine for his defense. Hall was additionally charged with willful failure to stop for law enforcement. The pair were taken into custody following a call about trespassing at Love's Travel Stop in Shelby. Dispatch advised law enforcement that Gardner had been banned and barred from the business. When a deputy arrived, employees pointed to a vehicle Gardner was in, which was driving out of the parking lot at a high rate of speed. After observing traffic violations, a deputy conducted a traffic stop on a car on Interstate 80. The vehicle did not stop for some time, according to the report, but eventually pulled over. Gardner was a passenger in that vehicle that was driven by Hall. The vehicle and a dog inside it were released to a friend of the owner's. Both parties were also cited. And Monday afternoon, a Pott County jail inmate, 41-year-old Bernie Dwayne Hathaway, a junior of Council Bluffs, was presented with a warrant for assault with intent to commit sex abuse. He was then returned to the custody of corrections staff. A traffic stop Tuesday evening in Creston resulted in the arrest of a woman from Madison County. The Creston Police Department says 38-year-old Jennifer McKeever of Winterset was arrested on two Union County warrants for driving while barred. She faces additional charges that include possession of a controlled substance first offense, possession of paraphernalia, and driving while barred. McKeever was being held for Union County in the Adams County Jail on $5,600 bond. And a man residing in the 500 block of South Cherry Street in Creston reported on Tuesday that sometime between 6 p.m. Monday and 11 a.m. Tuesday, someone stole 11 potted plants from his property. The loss was estimated at $300. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 7:35 p.m. Tuesday of 23-year-old Paige Pettis from Red Oak. Pettis was taken into custody in the 1300 block of North Broadway Street for domestic abuse assault first offense. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. On Wednesday, Representative Cindy Axne, a 3rd District congressman, person from Iowa, announced that Iowans who received veterans benefits could expect economic impact payments of up to $1,400 to hit their bank accounts beginning this week. The latest round of payments applies to specifically veterans and their beneficiaries who receive compensation and pension benefit payments and who don't normally file a tax return. Most payments will be automatically deposited into bank accounts or loaded onto the Direct Express cards where veterans receive their benefits. Those waiting on paper checks or debit cards should expect to receive their payments over the next several days. An estimate from the White House found that more than 2 million adults and 800,000 children in Iowa are eligible to receive payments of up to $1,400 per person through the American Rescue Plan that Representative Axne helped to pass in March of 2021. That included changes she fought for to make adults eligible, dependents eligible, that is. In total, 91% of Iowa adults are expected to receive this round of economic payment impact payments. You can read more about that in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.